Its only value
is it will cut you and you will bleed in due course of time. The real jewel of this creation is the Lord's devotees.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the disappearance of Srila Thakur Haridas, he exclaimed to the whole world that Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel of the entire creation. In his lamentable disappearance, now the world has lost that jewel. From a material point of view, Haridas Thakur had no opulence at all. Socially, he was born in an outcast family. The family he was born in, so-called respectable people, would consider that they would lose their caste if they even touched his shadow. He had no wealth. He generally lived in the caves, in forests. He wouldn't even beg for food. He had no income. If people, by the grace of God, gave him something to eat, he would eat. Otherwise, he would not even care to do that. He never married. He had no family. What did this man have? The demigods, Indra, Brahma, Shiva, Vayu, Chandra, the greatest kings of this world, the Lord never called them the crown jewel of creation. But this simple, humble devotee, who had nothing material of this world, he was called by the Supreme Lord the crest jewel of our world. Haridas Thakur, not only did he have nothing materially on the physical level, but he considered himself the most fallen, lowly, and sinful person. When the Lord offered him during the Mahaprakash any benediction, he could have asked for mystic cities, liberation, elevation to the spiritual world. He could have even asked for all the wealth of the heavens. But he did not care for that. He said, "My Lord, if you want to give me one benediction, if it pleases you, then there is one desire I have. In every future birth of mine, let me get the remnants of food that has been eaten by your devotees. In a future birth, let me be elevated from my position to that of an insect in the house of your devotee. Because in that insect form, the remnants of the food on the plates of your devotees may be accessible to me." How many of you are so free of pride that your only prayer to the Lord is that you be elevated to the birth of an insect? To achieve the ultimate fortune of the Maha-Maha-Prasad of Vaishnava. Srinaravi suni chena tarorapi sihishnana amani namana dena kiritaniya sadahari. This is Srila Haridas Thakur, more humble than the straw in the street, tolerant like tree. When he was beaten through the 22 marketplaces of Puliagram, he did not oppose, he did not complain, but rather the whole time he happily endured the beatings, thinking, this is just what I require for my purification. How good is God that he is giving me this? And those that are delivering my good fortune in the form of these beatings, he was praying, Lord, please give them love of God. Do not think that they are bad. Do not punish them. Give them the ecstasy of the spiritual world. That is tolerance. Ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. One who has these qualities to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Srila Haridas Thakur, endowed with these qualities, chanted it no less than 300,000 names of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna each and every day. Not as an austerity, but it is an expression of his pure, unmotivated love for the Lord. And he chanted these names often, very loudly, not to show off in any way that he was a great soul, but so that even the most insignificant creatures, the most undeserving, wicked-hearted, envious men, that they too will be purified by the all-powerful mercy of Krishna's holy name. Thus, Haridas Thakur, the emblem of forgiveness, humility, and indiscriminate love for every living being, manifested such qualities that the Supreme Absolute Truth, the God of the Goddess of Fortune, considered him the crown jewel of all creation. The person who possessed the highest wealth. How many people today even consider what Haridas Thakur had to be real wealth? Nunam brahmata kurute vikama yadindriya pritya bhakti. People are mad after the objects of sense gratification. People are mad to try to find some facility to provide a higher status in this degraded world of birth and death. In this prison house of material existence, people consider themselves supremely fortunate if they get a condemned prison cell decorated with some nice furnishings, and get the praise of other prisoners who will ultimately kill them to take what they have if they have the chance.
That is material life.
Srila Haridas Thakur was a liberated soul.
He had no desire but to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, and to constantly bring happiness to everyone's hearts by very loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wept incessant tears when Thakur Haridas departed from this world. Lord Chaitanya descended from the eternal abode of Goloka Vrindavan, that supreme abode where the Lord lives with his eternal associates. His expansions live as Narayan in Vaikuntha, in all spiritual opulences. He descended into this world to dance with the dead corpse of Haridas Thakur in his arms, to personally bathe his body in the sea, decorate it with the remnants of Jagannath's prasad, personally bury the body of Haridas with the sand. That was not all. To show the glory of the wealth that this devotee possessed, Lord Chaitanya went to the shopkeepers of Puri with his cloth held out, taking the role of a beggar to glorify his devotee. The King of Kings is pleased to become a beggar before the most ordinary people to show the glory of the wealth of Srila Haridas Thakur. And he gave the benediction to anyone and everyone that whoever remembers Haridas Thakur and whoever is so fortunate to follow in his footsteps will certainly achieve pure, unmotivated love for Krishna, the highest perfection of life. So those who take sincerely the spirit of humility, service, those who chant the holy name strictly according to the vows given by Guru and Gauranga, they are truly the people following in the footsteps of the Namacharya. And they too are precious jewels who illuminate this world of darkness by reflecting the unlimited mercy of the sun of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The greatest fortune we have is the association of such jewels. Ramananda Rai explained, the only misery that I know is to be without the association of such devotees. Because what do the devotees do when they meet? They hear and chant the glories of Krishna. Mat chita nabgata prana bodhiyanta parasparam katiyanthaschamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. My devotees They take great happiness coming together to inspire, enliven one another by discussing my glories. Satatam kirtayanto mamgitantas chatritabrita. They endeavor with great determination in my service. And together, their real joy is to dance in the kirtan while chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna explains in Sri Bhagavad Gita that one should perform one's occupation in this spirit of humility and devotion. And one who recognizes with an appreciative heart the efforts of such devotees are truly blessed by the Lord. Would you like to know whether you are blessed by the Lord? There are many simple tests you can perform on yourself. One very important one is this. How much do you appreciate the activities and the qualities of Vaishnavas? The senior ones who are surrendering so much, and even the new ones who are trying to give something. How much are you appreciating the intent to act in devotion from Vaishnavas? If you are envious or proud, you are bereft of real blessing. If you are able to appreciate and honor, you are truly blessed by the Lord. Because that appreciation will purify your heart. Because by appreciating the devotees' efforts to serve the Lord, we are offering a very pleasing service to the heart of Krishna himself. And he will reciprocate by showering his blessings upon you. Today happens to be the wedding anniversary of Vrishabhanu Prabhu and Kirtida Mataji. You may wonder, what is this sannyasi talking about wedding anniversaries? Is this some sort of rasa-basa? Maybe it is, but we have to be honest. In Kuramakshetra, where we will begin our South Indian Yatra on June 2nd, for those of you who are bold enough to join us, in the summer of South India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to the Kurma Brahman, Yare deka thari kaha Krishna upadesha maragoi guru hoi thari desh. Kurma Brahman was Grihastha with wife and children. He served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He developed such a higher taste for the service of the Lord. He was constantly chanting and dancing with the Lord, hearing Hari Katha from the Lord. When the Lord continued his South Indian tour, the Kurma Brahman was right behind him. Sri Gaurasundara said, "Why you are following? Go home." Kurma Brahman said, "Forget wife, forget family, forget home. I am now yours. If you are mine, then you will go home. Whether you are Grihastha, whether you are sannyasi, that is not important. What is important is whoever you meet, you inspire them by your example and your words to live by the teachings of the Gita."
and you constantly chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the crest jewel of all sannyasis. The very essence of the highest principle of renunciation, knowledge, and devotion. But yet, how much he appreciated the Kurma Brahman. And wherever he traveled throughout his tour of the southern and western provinces of Bharatvarsha, he gave the same message. No need to change your situation, but Krishna eyes it by hearing and chanting the teachings of Gita and always chanting the holy names. Vaishabhanu Prabhu and Kirti Damataji are very excellent examples of renunciation in the Grihastha life. Everyone knows them and loves them. They are utterly non-envious, always very, very humble, eager to serve. But yet, in the month of January, professors, top professors of science, the big, big scientists of India, all came together here in Mumbai to offer praise, honor, and awards to Vrishabhanu Prabhu for his incredible contribution to the world of academics. His writings, his research, his administration, his loyalty, but practically everyone who spoke, they had to conclude by explaining his humility and his devotion to Krishna and his spiritual masters, who were the inspiration and background behind all of it. Just by doing his work in the spirit of such devotion, he changed the hearts of the most difficult people on the planet to change the hearts of mundane professors of science. They came together to glorify Krishna, because Krishna was the motivating force behind such a great person. That is preaching. Preaching means to change hearts. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the ladies who were the wives of his devotees, he told them at the Atharanala bridge in Jagannath Puri that you ladies, you are equal in every way in renunciation, knowledge, and devotion to your husbands. One big, big professor came up before thousands and glorified Kirtida Devi Mataji. This man, from my understanding, was not a religious man. Years ago, many years ago, she was suffering from very terrible pain in her back. The doctors, perhaps Giriraj Prabhu, told her, "You cannot get up from bed for so many weeks." Does anyone know what it's like to not be allowed to get up from bed for weeks at a time in intense pain? Any movement, excruciating. It's a difficult test. So this professor, he came in honor of Vrishabhanu Prabhu, he came to see his wife, said, "Why don't you pray to Krishna to help you to get out of this pain?" He
came forward to tell this story years later, that when I asked her this, she said, no, I will never ask Krishna to serve me by giving material things. I don't mind suffering. When I pray to Krishna, it is how I can serve him. This science professor, his heart was permanently transformed by hearing those simple words. If Shyamanand Prabhu, myself, Gaura Gopal Prabhu, Stoka Krishna Prabhu, if any of us, if all the sannyasis of the Hare Krishna movement preached to this man for days at a time, we probably wouldn't change his heart. But Mataji laying in bed changed his heart. And years later, he could not forget. Let us hope at the time of death he remembers her instruction. This is preaching. This is how those who are in the Grihastha ashram, by their humility, by their strict obedience to following the vow of chanting every day, and by their humble desire to serve the Vaishnavas with whatever they have, how they could make such an incredible impact on this planet. So let us all very enthusiastically wish them the best blessings of Sri Krishna and the Vaishnavas on this day of their wedding anniversary by loudly chanting Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Doesn't mean we all have to have wedding anniversaries. There's unity in variety in Krishna consciousness. I believe Sita Nath Prabhu and Sita Devi have also arranged this program in honor of their little daughter Janaki's birthday. What business does a sannyasi have talking about a baby girl's birthday? Perhaps I don't, but still I have to be honest. They are wonderful Vaishnavas, always in the spirit of service, counselors at Radha Gopinath's temple. Sita Devi, she was, before having her child, she was most active, going to colleges, universities, high schools, just trying to give Krishna to more and more and more and more people. Sita Nath Prabhu, always eager to serve, always eager to preach in any way. And they prayed for the blessings of the Vaishnavas and brought this child into the world to raise her in such an exemplary way, to lead society in Krishna consciousness. So to take care of a child in this spirit of exemplary devotion is not a diversion from the mainline service of the Lord, but it is the mainline service of the Lord. And we have much to learn to honor such devotees. So let us show our appreciation by chanting very loudly Hari Bol. And then we have Shyamananda Prabhu, who has just given such a wonderful discourse on the futility of material conceptualization and the glory of pure devotional service. He has given so many very interesting and enlightening examples on these subjects. Let us thank him by showing our appreciation. Master's degree in business management. Can you imagine getting a master's degree in business management, working for a bank, having a salary where you know for sure you will be promoted and promoted and promoted? And giving it all up to sleep on the floor with 52 other brahmacharis. Wooden floor. Eat some rice. Wear these simple multifaceted saffron colors, because in Radha Gopinath temple they haven't learned how to make the saffron color correct yet. Everyone has a different saffron. Even the same cloth has different saffrons. A proud person would be embarrassed. But Shyamananda Prabhu and these other brahmacharis, they have given up everything, although most of them had the whole world at their feet for a bright, opulent future. But they gave it all up. Not just to eat some rice, like many sadhus, but to wholesale, 100%, give every moment of their life without any distraction to serving human society by preaching the message of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us very enthusiastically show our appreciation by chanting Hari Bol. And by such appreciation, we are blessed by Krishna. We have received the mercy of Krishna. Because I was sick, I was not supposed to speak tonight. But somehow or other, I did not obey my own rules and regulations. Thank you for tolerating me. And I pray that by your kind Vaishnava disposition, you will continue to tolerate me moment after moment, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, because that is the only hope I have to remain in the service of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. And now we will have kirtan. Shyamananda Prabhu, who would you like to lead kirtan tonight? Govind Prabhu, you are being ordered by Sriman Shyamananda Prabhu Ji to lead kirtan. Here is another variety of Radha Gopinath's saffron coloring. Not another variety, but two other varieties. Three other varieties.